Lydia Artemu will open the 2018-2019 Morningside Piano Recital Series on September 16th in Epley Auditorium. Just like all of the pianists that come in and perform in this series, her resume is astounding. I mean, she's played with folks like Yo-Yo Ma.
She's played with the Guarneri Quartet, the Tokyo Quartet. She's played with the New York Philharmonic, the Cleveland Orchestra. She's done a lot of recording. I think she has seven acclaimed CDs. One of them won Gramophone's Best of Year.
She has an interesting program. Some well-known composers and pieces, but the one that I think will be new to most people as
probably,
well.
Probably. But
let's save that for later. We'll start.
Okay.
So she will open this program with a work by Mozart.
Yeah, it's a great program that she's put together. Like you said, a lot of familiar things. This is probably one of Mozart's better known sonatas. It's the sonata in C major, K330. It was written in the early 1780s, and that was an interesting time for Mozart. He was going through a number of changes. He was trying to become independent of the patronage of the Archbishop of Salzburg, and so he was in the process of moving to Vienna to live and to really become one of the first truly independent artists and composers. And pianos were changing pretty drastically at that time. There were a lot of changes, and around 1780, Mozart got a new piano that had been built by Anton Walther. And I think this sonata in C major really epitomizes this, mature classical style with its, clarity, balance, and restraint. It's just a wonderful piece.
And then leading into the piece that I hinted at before, that I think many people may not be as familiar with this piece, by Judith Lang Zeymont.
Right.
Jupiter's Moons.
Jupiter's Moons. It's a group of six short pieces, and Lydia will be performing two of those. And the titles are The Moons Swim in Orbit and Europa. Stylistically, I guess Zeymont's compositions would be classified as impressionistic, somewhat reminiscent of Debussy's musical language, but a very distinctive modern twist to that. Zeymont says about these compositions that she drew upon mythological and geophysical associations. Now, I've heard them, and I'm not quite sure exactly what she was getting at, but I think the titles are certainly meant to stimulate the imagination and are very evocative, and the sounds are certainly interesting. And it sort of leads into the next piece on the program by Claude Debussy. I mentioned that Zeymont's style was somewhat impressionistic, and leading into Debussy's works, Lydia's going to play the set titled Estampes, or Engravings. It was written in 1903, and it's one of Debussy's more popular sets of pieces for the piano. Each one of them sort of takes the listener on a journey to an exotic place. Maybe once again, Zeymont's implications of going to exotic places.
Yes.
The first piece in Debussy's set is titled Pagodas, and he uses a pentatonic style, creating a strong sense of a Far Eastern flavor and flair to the music. It kind of hints at the sounds of the Javanese gamelan orchestras, which Debussy first heard at the 1889 World Exhibition in Paris.
They had a gamelan at the World Exhibition?
They did, and it was one of the most powerful influences in Debussy's compositional career. Those sounds and timbres really affected his sense of color and harmony in music.
This is a great beginning to this season, and of course we'll have you back to talk about future artists that will be performing as we go along, and I thank you so much for coming in this time to talk.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.